I think Julia set us up really nicely to think about a little bit the history of PMTCT implementation. I think her presentation was sort of a case study in that, but it certainly is not isolated to Cote d'Ivoire, and I think it happened in a lot of different places in sub-Saharan Africa. And just to remind us of that, because I think now that integration is kind of all in vogue, and even with the Global Health Initiative and some of the policy directives that are coming out of the Obama administration, you know, we're thinking more about integrating other services in addition to just HIV. But it's important to remember that that's very new. And a lot of the NGOs and donors still operating in the field are really figuring out how to make this shift. And so I think it's important to review how we got here. And in my view, kind of all the time we wasted. PMTCT is a kind of an apparently simple technology, and we still have a lot of folks in international and global health that are really looking for those magic bullets. And PMTCT initially was seen as kind of a magic bullet. It partly prevents transmission to children. You know, when we first started, we had single-dose nivirapine that, in the best-case scenario, is only about 50% reduction in transmission. Its efficacy is undone by infant feeding in places where infant feeding happens for long periods of time, which includes most of sub-Saharan Africa. In Mozambique, where I'm going to talk about our programs, the country started implementing PMTCT programs in 2002. And it's important to remember that just this year, the WHO came out with new recommendations, which really completely shifted the way we think about PMTCT, hopefully. And just to review those, really recommends antiretroviral treatment for a larger number of women, all women with CD4 counts under 350, and also recommends that antiretroviral prophylaxis and a more expanded regimen, a more effective regimen than just the old single-dose nivirapine, starts as early as 14 weeks and extends through weaning. So we look at this history of vertical funding and vertical implementation, and it's important also to remember how people access healthcare in Africa. Although access to healthcare overall in Africa is under 50%, antenatal care attendance exceeds 70%. It also often exceeds 90% in urban areas in most countries. There are exceptions. So that leads us to those two sort of you know, PMTCT implementation happening vertically and often the way Julia described, it's focused on NGOs and not in public health systems. And on the other hand, women really getting their care from mostly these public health systems, the regular routine agency care, led us to this point. And this is data from the WHO's Towards Universal Access report. I think this data is from 2008, it's the 2009 report, but 2008 data. So in that year, only about 28% of women get an HIV test during their antenatal care, which I find kind of shocking, that 5 years into implementation of prevention of mother-to-child transmission programs, only about less than a third of women are getting even tested. And only about 34% of women testing positive were assessed for eligibility for antiretroviral treatment in some way. And then on the graph is taken from that report, which shows that only about 45% of those, it says pregnant women living with HIV, but obviously if we're only testing 28% of women, then there's like two-thirds of women we don't know. So of the women that get tested, only 45% get antiretrovirals for prevention, and only about 32% of the known infants exposed to HIV get antiretrovirals for prevention. So just to like review the history of Mozambique, my organization, the same as Julia's organization, and I forgot the no disclosure slide on my thing. That's my disclosure. Julie and I are in collusion here, but to give into some things. But I have no financial conflicts. The HIV prevalence in Mozambique is quite high in the provinces where we work. Overall, it's about 16.2% of adults, but higher in the Manica and Sofala provinces in central Mozambique. We also have to remember the burden of disease is also great for syphilis, malaria, TB, and malnutrition as well. So all of these are issues that are dealt with by the ANC nurses and the ANC clinics. So our integration model goes a little bit beyond just HIV, and we started this, probably I would say, we had the PEPFAR HIV money in our program, but we also had funds from the Gates Foundation to scale up syphilis treatment. We had funds from CDC around doing a pilot around intermittent preventive treatment of malaria in pregnant women. And so we combined all these different funding streams to create this integration model that goes beyond just HIV. And the idea would be to have one nurse and clinic within the public sector ANC providing the ANC a whole integral package, including syphilis testing, provision of preventive treatment for malaria, and intermittently bed nets as well. That was a bigger struggle, and HIV testing. The HIV and syphilis testing was combined, and then on-site CD4 testing later was added to this package as well, kind of what Deborah was recommending also in her package, in her idealized package. And then decentralized treatment, antiretroviral treatment, was offered in the same centers where antenatal care is offered when possible. And the vision was really to scale this up throughout the whole public health system. And I think this is a really important point. Often you get NGOs working in one city or one region, and we really looked at our partner, our client, if you will, as I think Christine mentioned the client being Gondar University, and we talked about our client really being the provincial level health departments in these two provinces and looking overall at the whole population health issues in these two provinces. And so we looked at a scale-up plan that would allow us to scale up throughout the two provinces in a rational way. So in 2004, there were seven unidades sanitarias, that's in Portuguese, with antiretroviral treatment, and 26 sort of sites, antenatal care centers, that had PMTCT services. And by 2009, we had increased that to 87 units offering antiretroviral treatment, and 2007 clinics, or I mean, I'm sorry, not that many, there aren't that many in central Mozambique, but 207 clinics with integrated services in the antenatal care clinics. And that was nearly 100%. Certainly it was 100% of clinics that had nurses that were able to do these services. So a lot of this depends on human resources. And the results, this is just program data showing the results from this. And first, just looking at, in this scale, in this chart, just looking at syphilis and malaria, we started, the innovation in syphilis testing was introducing rapid syphilis tests, which did not require a laboratory in order to get results and to provide treatment. And so clinics without a laboratory could do this more efficiently. And that increased syphilis testing to about 90% of those who had first ANC visits. By 2009, about 70% of women were getting at least the first dose of intermittent preventive treatment of malaria. And some of the reason why that's not higher is because of some policy, the way that policy was introduced by the Mozambican government, which is something that we're still sort of working with and advocating about, is to create a policy that would treat more women. And another, that 50% line is the number of women who get care who get their first visit before 24 weeks, which is an important indicator, I think, because if you want to provide all these services, it's really hard to do that when women come in the 30th or 35th week of their pregnancy or only come for one visit. It's pretty difficult. And some interventions and policy changes that we had to address in order to really achieve this goal of integration, a couple of them I'll share with you, is first of all, when the national policy in Mozambique shifted to opt-out testing. And that really, you can see before that, we were at about 50% of women getting tested, and that has allowed us to get about 90% of women tested in antenatal care clinics. And another important intervention, as I mentioned before, was the decentralization of antiretroviral treatment. When treatment started in Mozambique, it was centered on what was called day hospitals. It was in large hospitals and not in decentralized clinics. And pregnant women, especially when they had to make another visit, especially if it was another hospital far away from the prenatal clinic that they usually got care, didn't access the care. So this shows when women had to make that trip, only about 34% in Barra and 22% in Chamoyo ended up going to the hospital from their clinic where they got their ANC care. But when it was offered in the same campus, in the same center, if you will, it was closer to about 75% enrolled in care. Now, we're still having issues. This is the percent of, this is talks about some care, the care indicators for HIV positive women. And the number of women getting prophylaxis treatment, either nevirapine or AZT containing regimens, has increased. You know, it still needs to increase a lot more than that, obviously. Very heartening is the number of women who are HIV positive who have institutional deliveries has gone up a lot, from less than 50% when we first started it, well, in 2005, until over 70% in 2009. But disheartening is still, even though women may register, even though they get their CD4 counts, even though they may be assessed for eligibility, still we're getting less than 10% on antiretrovirals for treatment before they deliver. And so that's an area that's very challenging that we have to figure out how to do better on. So achieving integration, I think some important things to remember is that it has to be patient-centered, and Julia really beautifully illustrated that with her diagrams, but I think that that's the importance. It has to have the patient as its the main patient-centered. You have to really consider the human resources available. Actually, can I go back? I don't know how to go back. Let's see. One little note on here is we did a study that showed in places where there was high clinic volume with more than 95 visits per month per nurse, we're associated with testing fewer than 80% of first-time attendees. And of course, all the other sorts of interventions also are going to drop off where you have high volumes of visits and not adequate human resources. And it's important to think about these interventions in the context of everything else the ANC nurse has to do in the context of the human resources that are available. So consolidated training for several of these interventions together. I mean, back in the initial period, there was a sort of training for testing of syphilis and training for testing of HIV and a training for different components of PMTCT or different components of different interventions that nurses do. And we all know this phenomenon where people are often spend more time in training than they do actually providing services. And trying to consolidate those trainings and make them efficient as possible was an important, I think, other side effect of integration. And looking at efficient delivery so that we can reduce the burden on human resources. And the another important point that I alluded to with the implementation of intermittent preventive treatment of malaria too. It really is important to get national policy aligned with the local interventions that are working, to have that communication between what's working locally and feed that back into changing national policy so it can be scaled up everywhere. I'm going to wrap up to conclusions here. And basically, these conclusions are the same, really echoing what everybody else has said, that the Health Alliance International as an organization, we really believe that strengthening existing public primary health care systems is the most efficient way to deliver HIV services and other services and improve the health of the populations that we work with. And so what's really important in the last slide is that this concept of country ownership, which I think everybody is sort of struggling with what that really means, for us really means that we are a client of, we are serving the public sector health systems, the provincial health department, the Ministry of Health in Mozambique, and they really have the ownership of these programs, and you know they'll continue to carry them on. And that if we can integrate not just HIV but other interventions together, we can avoid duplication and the wasteful parallel programs and systems, which I think Julia's presentation really beautifully showed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wendy.